Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. It's good being with you today here on the Vibrant Living Network. Awakened imagination is going to be our point of exploration. Awakened imagination allows us to see beyond or listen beyond the world as we've been schooled in. So I guess the question is that the world of awakened imaginations allow you to access a different quality of intelligence, a different response. And it was so when I was born. Clearly, I had experience. I guess I didn't quite understand what was happening. I really was challenged, but challenged in a way that made me experience awakened imagination, which is one of the things I work with groups of people on, and it's a way of life. So awakened imagination is when your imagination wakes up, so you're really building your life from the inside out rather than the outside in, right? So you could give things meaning and it gives you a much more flexible intelligence, right? There's another flexibility of intelligence where you could listen to your pancreas, where you could kind of move in a way that moves you to the truly what's inspiring, that's different than the known, different than the known. My Vibrant Living panel today, who I love and cherish, Dr. Gail Randall, whose forthcoming book is on soul doctoring, How to Heal Yourself and the Planet. I think I've known Gail now 182 lifetimes to be linear, but in this current lifetime, it's been a blast. We've been doing ceremony and connecting, and she is the new breed of physician. So the new breed of physicians that listens to you and discovers your fingerprint and your anthropology, which is essential to not just removing symptoms, to really discovering your awakened imagination, so you can move in a way that frees you from the bounds of illness. Right. So welcome, Gail.
Thank you. I love that. I love it so much.
We got a new team member today. She's been a timeless team member for a long time. And she was on last week, and I didn't welcome her the way I'm going to today. She's among other things, she's beyond description, but she's a Cancer. So she lives in the world of music and wonder. She helps people access the music of life without lyrics. So one of the big things in Vibrant Living is going beyond the formula, going beyond the script. And when Linda said to me, the lyrics, I was like, wow, I just love that. Because we get distracted by the content and we miss the context. So the content is like the clouds and the wonder of life lives in the sky. I want to deeply welcome Linda. She's going to be singing to you today. Linda Hope.
What a beautiful introduction. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Welcome, Linda.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Such a blessing to be with you.
Now, Sherry, are you there right now? Sherry Marquez? Sherry? Sherry Marquez, this is your moment now, right now. Sherry Marquez is the dog mystic. Thank you, Chris. Okay, so we're missing Lisa, Chris, or is Lisa there?
I'm here, Glenn.
Lisa? Oh,
yeah,
okay,
I'm here.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I was just actually going to check to see if Cher was going to join us. Glenn, I think your headset's making some extra noise again.
All right, let me check. Let me check.
I can adjust that a little bit.
Let me see if I can.
That
I
way
might.
I can hear you without any interference.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to introduce Lisa LaRose, and for our Jewish members of the audience, Lisa LaRosenberg.
Thank you.
A new name I gave her. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lisa, I've been. Thank you, Lisa, for letting me have a developing humor intelligence with you regularly. Yeah, I see what you mean about all that feedback. You know what I'm going to do, Lisa? I'm going to actually go on another line and see if I could clear this, and maybe Chris could help me too. And I'm going to. But I want to say that Lisa's my producer. She's been a close family member, and we've discovered and explored a lot. And she's incredibly curious, and we call her the woman of wonder. So she lives from that quality of wonder. So I think that's one of the highest things, you know, one of the most wonderful things. So deeply welcome to you, Lisa. And I see what you're saying. I'm going to call and see if I can clear this line, and we'll get into the awakened imagination. And I will come back in a minute. And in that minute, Lisa, you could steer the one. You could just be the participant that starts the conversation. I'll be right
back.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
He's passing the crown over, and welcome to, I believe, Stacy, are you on the line?
Stacy's here. Hi, Lisa.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, welcome, welcome. I know, you know, Glenn gave a nice welcome to Linda, but you are also a new team member, and we're starting to learn all the nuances of the gifts that you bring forward, and, you know, so welcome, 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 and I would love to hear a comment from the panel, because Glenn gifted us with such an open-ended topic this morning of awakened imagination and the things that we do to really bring that forth into our life. And I know, Stacy, that, you know, from a little bit about your background, but have you had much play with awakened imagination, or what would that mean to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting because in a day-to-day sense, when I'm doing my work with clients,
thank you, appreciate you.
And business owners, and we're talking about, you know, reaching their potential, that's all about awakening imagination. And, you know, there is a process in the context of coaching, at least in my methodology, that helps people untangle from old assumptions and, you know, reverse and overcome fears. And in that way, they open their thinking and they open their hearts to their own potential. So I think this is an incredibly meaningful topic.
Oh, how beautiful. Exciting. And, mm-hmm.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, so Lisa, Chris just gave me the feedback. It's actually not my headset, but Chris said it would help if you guys muted yourselves in between speaking.
Okay.
And then
okay.
Next week, thank you, Stacy, very much. I loved our conversation this morning. What a way to wake up. It was great. I really experienced another level of flexibility. I experienced another ability of flexibility when I speak to you. And I also, I'm very moved about what you're unfolding into and your vulnerability into it. So I love that about you. I really love that what you're willing to allow to occur beyond your schooling, beyond who you were. Very beautiful thing. So yeah, if you guys could, I guess, mute.
You're a wonderful conduit.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for being such an amplifier. Yeah, we're going to, so if you guys could mute, I guess next week we're going to go on a different, a different way to do this, because it's I don't know why it is. It's one of the, and I'm going to have Chris contact the FBI. We're going to get to the bottom of this. That was my attempt at humor, by the way. All right. So Linda's with us. So Linda,
we're on mute.
Yeah,
thank you. Really.
It's
thank you.
Kind of like trying to see a smile beneath somebody's mask. You're going to have to look
eyes.
You have to feel it in the energy of the
Eyes.
No,
yes,
it's not really that bad. I think it's better if we're all on together so we can comment.
Okay, then let's do it. I agree with you. Because we could feel the vibe. So awaken imagination. So, and I want to go right to Linda because I want Linda to sing us into this morning. So those of you that are just joining us, the pulse or the rhythm of something has been a theme. Even though my music teacher, Mr. Chen, no xenophobia here. He did pin me against the locker and gave me several warnings about how we're supposed to behave in music class. Unfortunately, he's not able to be here to comment. But there was certain music that impacted me. So when I talk about awakened imagination, it's really about feeling something real and owning it in your physicality, in your intelligence, in a way that you feel the being of it. You feel you feel it so deeply. And I've had many, many experiences, and this is what I had a wonderful conversation with Linda this morning about a fuller definition of being an exemplifier. It was so wonderful. Linda, when we went over that definition, so being an exemplifier is a way to be in the awakened imagination right now, not tomorrow, two minutes ago, of really what you want to live from, right? Live from now. And that's why goals get in the way. So one of the things I explore with people is how to claim something rather than have a goal about it. And when you claim something, it's from a state of being. It's not from a state of getting there. It's not from a state of achieving it. It's in this quality called isness. It's there. So like, as an example, you play from this experience called mastery rather than focus on getting somewhere. Now, you're already in the thing. So since I'm so inspired about music and song, it allows us to access the other part of our mind. I thought, Linda, just like yesterday morning when you played me the singing bowls, it really changed my state. My state was pretty altered after that. So I thought you could sing us in and share something with us.
Okay, beautiful.
Go ahead, Linda. Go ahead, please.
So there is a term called a nigun, which is a Hasidic term. It's about music without words. And you're just feeling into the music, into the vibration, into the frequency of it, and allowing it as a singer of the vibration, as it resonates through the parts of your head and out into the frequency of the natural frequency of what is in the world. And it's where we connect from that place of frequency. And so when you're beyond the lyrics and you can actually feel into the music, you're not really listening to it from what we call a keva place, which is a printed word on a page. We're listening to it from a place of kavanah, of intention, of God intention. So I'm going to chant something beyond the lyric, because it has no lyrics, which enables us to really fully be present for it. And we feel into our heart space. And so it just brings up that sense of sacredness and space. So here it goes.
crystal ball. It's a beautiful sound. It's a C sharp. It's a very C sharp of total clarity. Yeah, it's very interesting to harmonize with a crystal bowl. You probably can't even hear all of the overtones because of the technology really sometimes blocks those overtones, you know, distorts it. I don't know what you're hearing, but what I hear is very very alive, very penetrating. It ignites all my chakras. Beautiful.
Yes. Very beautiful. Now I know why I like it so much. You explained it in the beginning, that it's listening from the soul and not, you know, not from the head space. Why it always ignites me when I hear it. Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. Welcome. And what I love about Hebrew, you know, the words, Hebrew words have power, you know, and it has an energy, very sacred language. And so you use the Hebrew like Elohai Nishama Shenata Tabi Tehorahi. That Elohai is my, you know, God, the soul that you have given me is pure. Those are the words. The soul that you have given me is pure. And you sense that purity, right? Beautiful.
Yes.
Now, so by the way, I felt my breath change. So I noticed my breathing rate changed. And I was conscious of my area of my chest. So I flunked out of Hebrew school. I didn't have a clue what was going on. And when the rabbi saw me coming, it was the first time I saw energy psychology, because he would rub the top of his nose and his forehead. He seemed very distressed when I was coming, and I was only focused on getting a mini bike. I wasn't really focused on bar mitzvahing. But when I was about 16, I heard something from the world's strongest man. His stage name was the Mighty Adam. But he was this Hasidic. He was a strong man, but he talked about kind of the hidden sound or the silence of the Tree of Life. And I became really interested, because all of a sudden we moved from the linear world to a linear world where I wasn't making it. In that content. I thought it was so boring. I always thought Judaism seemed like, okay, Luxembourg goes on the weekends, affluent theater productions, and having a last name that sounded Jewish. I couldn't quite get it. But and this has to do a lot to do with the awakened imagination. So I'm going to give you, most recently, I was feeling it real. I'm filming this film, and how this came to we, as I like to say, is through what I call soul seeings. I started to see and feel imagery, and I started to practice dancing, and I never really practiced dancing consciously before. And I was in the supermarket, and this woman asked me if I was a dancer. And I felt I felt so good she said this, because I felt like the awakened imagination. So anytime I held this vision in my heart of the film, I felt I was in touch with another level of intelligence. And when I was talking to Sage this morning, I was talking about being in the invisible. So being in the invisible, you don't tell anybody that couldn't, you know, it's sort of like, don't tell a living soul, but when you share it, have someone around you that could amplify that vision. I said, there's another way to say this, which I like, which is, and this is from the book, I think it was The Science Behind Miracles, and he says it's where two people agree. That's the initiation of the miraculous. So when I wander out in the morning, there's something that happens where life sort of happens, and life happens beyond our thinking mind.
And yet at the same time, I'm really interested in how people could bring this feeling, the awakened imagination, basically bring the awakened imagination. So, for instance, if someone wants to present at Carnegie Hall. So that was my how the thing – I started a program that I was going to bring to Carnegie Hall before this whole – the world kind of shook up, which is really about the road to Carnegie Hall, because we're all on the road. We're on the road to something that moves our being and takes us beyond the interpretation scripts and definitions other people have given us, or they don't even give us. They live out of it. And they live out of a paradigm of what I call terminal normality. So when I talk to Stacey about the wonder of the psychology that she's bringing, it's so different than when I didn't get it. And I'm having so much fun exploring with Stacey this other world of how to bring out these attributes beyond the conditioning, beyond the script. That was an I wanted to. So I guess we still don't have Sherry. Sherry, you're not there, right? No. Okay. I was going to talk today about awakened imagination in the animal world, dogs, horses. Because what I notice is that sometimes people allow their awakened imagination to happen with animals, and they kind of give themselves the energy or the quality of the animal to play, right? So feeling it real. So feeling it real is when you see it in your imagery, you exhale three times. And you allow yourself to feel it. So you're in life with the feeling real. And I sort of began to do that. Like I would see myself being someplace where it was all sold out, you know. And this is how my teacher sort of taught me this. It's all sold out. Like there's no tickets to be had anywhere. And he would teach me, just go to that event and walk in. And I would do that in my imagination. And I never failed me. I'd go to the place, it's all sold out. The door would crack. I'd have a conversation with the security guard, and I'm in the theater. So the idea is to play with this so you can feel in your body the sense of confidence and flow and wonder. And this just the moment that presents itself right now is a moment where there's a polarization, or there's a feeling of this impending emergency state. So the emergency state is what ages us and kind of degenerates our other state, which is sort of this state of constant regeneration. Right? So Gail's new book, Dr. Gail Randall's new book, is it's on soul doctoring, which is on healing yourself and the planet, which is a beautiful marriage. It's a beautiful marriage when we're awake to the relationship we have with the planet. And who better to write it than the soul doctor? And I want to say another blessing about Gail is that one of the most significant mentors in my life for many years was Dr. Valerie Hunt. And so I feel so glad from this. You ever meet people and you know them, you have a sense immediately they're part of the tree of life. They're in your on your tree. You could be yourself, right? You're at home. So I had that in the first 10 seconds with Gail. And then she sent me a text and it said, I want to be your healer. Yes. She said, don't think about it. Just say yes. So I called her. I said, yes, Gail. That's a good yes. So, Linda, first of all, I'm really enjoying the comments of other people. So let's open up. Who else wants to share something about listening to Linda's song and going beyond the lyrics? I love that exploration. Now, Stacy is an example. Anybody else? I declared fully that I failed out of Hebrew school, but I'm happy that I did. Is there anything – so in your lives, this idea of going beyond the lyrics, I related to it so deeply because a lot of times I would go someplace, and the way it was taught, I felt left out. I felt ignorant. I missed something. So the relevant thing is – right? Go ahead.
Sorry.
That's a please.
Yeah. Well, so just like prayer, when we when we pray and we look at the words, it becomes rote. It doesn't have any meaning behind it. We just read it off the page. But then there's that feeling of devotional prayer. It's the same thing with music. But we also have to understand there's something deeper than that. Even with music, there is a vibration frequency. And a lot of people don't realize that the frequency of the music, most music is at the frequency of a 440 hertz frequency.
Mm-hmm.
It's not 432. 432 is aligned with the planet. And that was back in Egyptian times, where the 432 is really the, that was the pitch, that was the frequency of the world. And it's interesting how when you trace, even the Tibetan bowls, when you hear the Tibetan bowls, it's 432 hertz. It has a mathematical consistency with the vibration of the natural of the natural universe. And yet we don't realize that we are mostly hearing music from a 440 hertz kind of frequency that is actually very out of tune it's also the detrimental really to our overall health, if we really want to go that far to say. So, you know, there's certain things that are underpinning that. We wonder, why is that music not right consistent with how we're feeling right now? Why is our mood switching from it? And how are we really resonating with it? And we don't ask ourselves those bigger questions. But then the Beatles and Beethoven are in the 432 hertz frequency. And maybe that's why I feel so good about listening to the Beatles and listening to Beethoven. It's the unspoken vibrancy of the music that goes through your sense of being that wakens you up, and you say, wow, I really feel one with this music. And that's why I love the Indian flute, natural flute, because it still has that. In fact, I tuned into this person this morning who said that the Indian flute manufacturers have it pitched at a 440 pitch, and he said, now we're going to show you how to play it at a 432 hertz level, which I thought was fascinating. So he measured breath, how much breath is going through the flute now, and if you put a half of your breath through the flute, you change the frequency. So I played around with it. You want to hear how I played around with it with my flute?
Yes, sure.
Glenn, just real quick, Sherry can't call in, so I'm going to hang up because I think all the lines are full. I'm not really sure. She's not able to call
okay.
In.
Oh, I want. Well, why don't you say something? Okay. So before you hang up, and we're going to get right to Linda. Share something. Say something, because I didn't mean for that to happen.
I'm sorry. You know what? I'm actually just going to let Sherry come in because I'm getting distracted by her text messages, and I apologize.
All right. That's right. I love you. I'll call you later. We'll thank you. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. The flute sounds. Go ahead, Linda.
Yeah.
There's
nothing more attractive than the Native American flute to me. It's so calming and beautiful, and you can vary frequency. Just like you, when I studied with Valerie Hunt, one of the things we studied was frequency. And, you know, the Earth's frequency is speeding up. So I think any place between 332 or 340 is raising the frequency of the person, and it is healing, you know. And I think it's even been shown, particularly with flutes and horns, they're very healing, and I want to hear yours.
Thank you.
I want to acknowledge, when we continue, Catherine, and I want to acknowledge an experience that I had with Gail that I think you guys, I want to share it. I haven't shared this story before, but I don't think I even shared it with Gail. So I have a storytelling, we continue, and then we'll hear more sound. Yeah, Linda, you can play us out. Yes.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Kathy Williams, host of Sexy Mom Abundant Life radio show on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. On the show, we explore living abundantly in every area of your life. Ways to let go of limiting patterns and beliefs and to step into the flow of creativity and possibility, knowing you are supported by the universe.
A social distancing tip. Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome to Vibrant Living. Welcome the dog mystic herself, Sherry Marquez. Sherry Marquez. And
hello.
Sherry Marquez. I want to introduce you better than your kindergarten teacher, the superintendent of public school system, and all your relatives. I wanted to welcome you that deeply. I'm glad you're here, Sherry. I want to introduce you to Linda. Linda Hope, who introduces people to the music of life the same way that we found it through the music of dogs. And I want to acknowledge too, and I got a neighbor of yours on the call today, Sherry. A neighbor of yours. She's Catherine. I'll let her hand her last name. I don't have it in front of me. So Catherine is she's a love priestess. And I'm sure you met a love priestess when you were in high school. I'm sure you hung out with love priestesses before. Am I correct, Sherry?
Yes.
Thank you, Sherry. So this love priestess lives in Cocoa Beach. And I want to say what happened earlier, Sherry, is we had this intro call, and I felt so at home with Catherine's laugh. She had the most wonderful laugh. I felt, oh my God, I couldn't fail with Catherine. And so the theme of the show today, and we're going to go back to a little more music too. The theme of the show today is awakened imagination, which gives me cause to share my first experience that was a really deep experience. So the first dog I ever had wasn't my dog. They got the dog for my sister. And I always felt the dog was kind of an object in the house, an object of cuteness, an object of petness. I didn't really feel the energy of the dog beyond the dog. So I met this psychiatrist many, many years ago, and he studied the most major thing. He studied things, and we were very, very close. He used to call me Boober, the Jewish mystic. Linda knows this world so well. I got to watch myself. You know, I say anything around Jewishness and her, she just gets that world so deeply. So he called me up one day, and this is 10 years into our relationship. And he says, Boober, I'm now studying Rottweilers. Because Rottweilers deal in the energy of death and life, but very strongly. And he said other dogs would die, but the Rottweiler would take the invisible blockages on. Basically, the blockages that would make you ill or the blockages that you don't know how to shake off. Another thing is that it was very specific to invisible illnesses such as Lou Gehrig's disease, Parkinson's disease, diseases that, for the most part, the medical community didn't have their handle on. So I go up there, and it's called the energy grid. And so the energy grid is kind of the invisible energies that impact your life, the stuff that you don't see, you don't feel necessarily. And he looks at me, he goes, Boober, he goes, this dog – and he always spoke to me in the invisible. When he said, this dog, I knew he already had a dog for me. He goes, this dog is going to be great for you and your son. So now, for the first time, beyond the word of dogs, he's kind of introducing me to this dog from another place, right? So the beautiful thing about the dog mystic is to be introduced from a place of freshness, from a place of principles. So what are the principles so you could bond and be with this dog in a way that no one ever spoke to you about? So when I first met the dog, Ben was very powerful, but what was equal to the powerful was this yielding quality. And then I met Sherry, and Sherry is the dog mystic. And because I wanted to bring this to people, I wanted to bring this to our event at Carnegie Hall. I had a vision of this. So I want to say that beyond the lyrics, beyond the formula, beyond the script, there's another life. There's a bigger life. So we get distracted by the menu. We get distracted by the menu, and then we don't eat the meal, right? We get distracted by the menu and the experience. So I want to introduce Catherine. Catherine, say your last name because I don't have it in front of me, and I want to – even though we talked at length, and you have the best acceptance laugh, I just thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you for your laugh. I just love it. By the way, what I appreciate about you too – I just want to thank you for continuing. I like that. I didn't pay you to laugh, by the way. I want to thank you because I just totally shot from my being, and I talked about it. I said Catherine's website is a new website called IHateWearingThisEffingMask.com, and she was just right on board with me. She was like, "Well, I'm going to play with you, Glenn. Where are you going? I'm going to." So thank you for playing. You are the love mystic. You're not the love mystic. You're the love priestess that deals with sensuality and spirituality. You're fairly a close neighbor of Sherry. So, Sherry, what's your first question? Your first question for Catherine, who teaches women and men the priestess art of how to enter spirituality and sexuality in a way that's blissful, awakening, and deeply joining. And she's in the tradition, apparently. She's also a relative of Mary Magdalene, which is unusual, and apparently so is Dr. Gail Randall. So that's an honor, having one of Mary Magdalene's close buds on the show today. What's your first question, Sherry? What do you want to ask Catherine? By the way, what do you think? Don't you like her to laugh as much as I do?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So what's the question? The dog missed it to the love priestess. This is going to be a good one. I'm not putting any pressure on you.
Yeah, right.
you'll forgive me.
But I actually have a story about animals, and you mentioned the Rottweiler. And my husband died, but when he was alive, he had a psychic reading, and he had a Rottweiler as a pet. And the Rottweiler died, but he came through in the psychic reading. So
wow,
I thought
nice.
That was interesting because that's like, oh my gosh, what synchronicity. And then I also have another animal that came through in a psychic reading. It was a horse. And before the psychic reading, I had no idea about this story. I just knew I was scared of horses. And this horse came in the psychic reading and apologized to me. And he says, but I was just a baby too. And I asked my mother, what could this mean? And she said, your uncles were drunk. And they put you on a baby horse named Surprise, and it fucked you off. I was probably 2 years old. So
wow.
I didn't remember it, you know, but I was always scared. And I had that reading when I was in my 30s. And I didn't find out until I was in my 30s.
Hmm.
Yes. And then Linda, with the music, I always get chills in my body. I love to dance. I love music. And I like feel the energetic chills throughout my body. And I do use music for inspiration for everything.
Mm. Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Music is,
I just get excited
music is
about
amazing. It. It is. It's invigorating. So many healthy benefits from it. So many.
No,
and
definitely.
So many love.
Mm-hmm. So what happened this morning when Catherine was laughing, It was the same note or the same frequency. It's something about – I want to see if I can convey this. It's sort of like being in the inside of like – you know when you walk in – you're someplace and someone in the room like really welcomes you deeply, like really deeply. Like you're in the room and you are – this is what I do when I work with people. So I always say to them, you cannot fall in my dojo. It just cannot happen. You cannot fall in my dojo. And this woman came from Pennsylvania. And I put together an event for her. And so it's an event. I rented this beautiful place. It has a wood floor. And on the second day, she's teaching a workshop called Psyche, which is all about kind of dissolving obstructions. How do you remove things that are obstructing you? So she's teaching, and this guy challenges her. It challenges her in a way. When she turns around, she totally loses her heels. So I jumped out and I caught her before she hit the floor. And I said, I told you, you cannot fall in my dojo. You cannot fall in my dojo because right, you cannot fall in my dojo. So I felt that from you this morning. I felt that your laugh is just so here's my Gail story. I want to tell you my Gail story. So without going to the specific details of this, I'll give you enough of a vibe of the story, I promise. So I played, it was Gail's birthday. She still has birthdays, believe it or not. I thought she would have gave up birthdays, but because she's ageless. There's no, I could never put an age on Gail. Right? Someone, you know, just ageless. Deepak Chopra used to say to me that we grow old and die. We grow old and die because we see other people grow old and die. We grow old and die because we see other people. So you like that?
Yeah.
So I call to I did something to prank Gail on her birthday, which I thought was like, I was sort of crying a little. I thought it was so funny. But of course, it wasn't funny to the person that received it. So I kind of felt a little not good. Oh, yeah, exactly. Uh-oh. So I called Gail later. It was the funniest thing. And she, I could feel – now, I want you guys to tune in. So I'm talking about frequency and language, right? Before she spoke to me, I felt she totally – I felt I was so in the – there's nothing – I couldn't have done anything wrong. And she said, you know, Glenn, on its own, it was so beautiful, and you're a chronic coyote, and I love you. And it – that meant it was like I'm so used to playing it where I've done something, or it's like I bump someone, and it was kind of like, oh yeah, it's Gail, right? It's Gail. So when you heard your laughter this morning, it reminded me of that story. And to circle back to dogs and Stacy, so the dogs were another doorway. Thank you. By the way, thank you for continuing to laugh, Catherine. The dogs were another.
Thank you.
I'm supposed to. So dogs to me, dogs became a mystical experience for me. I started to see things differently from a dog's point of view. And then I met a very unusual dog educator. And the dog, he said to me two things that stuck with me. And then I met Sherry. I met Sherry soon after this. But he said that, you know, the dog exists. It exists in an electric state and in a magnetic state. And he says, when a dog's magnetic, they're never going to bite anybody. They're just so attuned to nature and wonder. In an electric state, and so it was like, oh my God! The dog, I started to realize this thing called dogs was a totally different thing. So Stacy, by the way, I want to get your comment on my experience with Gail, because I noticed that when I feel embraced like that, and one of the things I'm always practicing as a speaker is that I walk in a room and sometimes people don't like me at all. At least that's my take. But when I had that experience with Gail, I kind of felt, if you will, it's reimaging my system, what I call family. There was a great line in the book Illusions by Richard Bach. He used to say your true family sometimes has nothing to do with your bloodline. I want to get your comments, Stacy. Then I want to let Sherry bark into the microphone, as we said. Let her respond. Thank you. Thank this for Catherine. Catherine, you're traveling all the time with me. This is ridiculous. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the zen of laughter. So Stacy, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I love all the things that you learn in your interactions with people, and particularly with Gail. It is so, Gail is so present. And, Gail, you do hum or vibrate on lots of different levels, and you're flexible in lots of different space. And I think what you're describing or asking about between you and Gail is just the Gail's ability to fine tune interactions and expressions on different levels. And it's attractive, and it releases more ideas and more creativity.
Wow, thank you, Stacy.
Yeah.
I told Gail, I share with Gail the book title, because sometimes when I'm – thank you, Stacy, thank you. I was sharing with – kind of in conjunction with what you just said. I shared this book title that was sort of pretty out there, and Gail just walks into it and meets me, and it was very beautiful. And then before I talked to Gail, I was talking to Linda Hope, our chakra singer here. Our residential music of life facilitator, right? And that was another.
Do you play the flute, by the way?
Yeah, I'll be happy to anytime.
Tick tock.
Oh, all right. Oh, we'll go back to. All right, I have an idea. We'll go into the flute deeply. Sherry, I'm playing with this idea that I think it's so cool. I want you to meet the love priestess. I think you're 3 hours apart. She is in, when she's not protesting the meat prices at the supermarket, she lives in the Cocoa Beach area, by the way, like Cocoa Beach, Florida. Yeah.
I am in Hollywood, Florida, so.
Yeah. Yes. You guys got to meet.
It's about three hours.
You need to meet.
Yeah. It's not like it's a short trip, though, Glenn.
Listen, the dog mystic is not limited by territory or linear coordinates. She just, you understand who she is. She's not about that. She is about the frequency of dogs and people and wonder. So it's not regular. So I think you guys should meet. I think you should meet and refer to each other. I think that'd be great. Besides,
well, there's always Zoom,
the Zoom. And thank you this morning. I'm going to say it one more time before we go back. We'll go to Linda. Thank you for your lap qigong. It's very, very delicious. So thank you for that. Thank you for the lap qigong.
I would love to hear more of Catherine's feelings on love, being a love priestess. I would love to hear more about that myself.
Since Linda's self wants to hear more, let's hear more.
We all want to hear more, Glenn.
Thank you, Gail. Gail is like, God dang, she's a general of cosmic support. Go ahead, Catherine. Let's hear more.
Okay,
does it mean?
Let her talk.
Thank you, Gail. I'm sending you a text right now. Thank you.
That wasn't me. Thank you.
Okay, so
thank
since
you. Such a big sister.
Imagination. I'll try to stay with that topic. So as a priestess, I use my intuition and imagination, and I serve and inspire through my writing and the sacred and mystical arts. And then I just let people be drawn to me. At the moment, I don't even have a website. People usually will private message me or just start talking to me at the eye doctor's office or the grocery store, wherever I am. And they find out, I could use help in this. And it could be all kinds of different things. And then I use astrology or numerology or the tarot cards, or I just listen and use my common female sense of to help people. So I don't know how much time we have left, but I did a little bit of astrology for some of our group here, if you wanted to know that.
Great. Awesome. Please, go ahead.
Okay. So let me just look at my chart thing. So what I noticed about, we'll start with our host, Glenn. What I noticed about Glenn is he has his ascendant in Sagittarius, his Saturn in Sagittarius, and is midheaven in Virgo. So Sagittarius is the sign of higher learning, spirituality, getting everybody together and involving them. They also communicate a lot. They like to be knowledgeable and on top of everything. They excel at being a teacher. But also Virgo excels at being a communicator and a teacher. So definitely, his life mission would have something to do with communicating and facilitating, helping other people with their spirituality, with their higher purpose in life. That is definitely no doubt his purpose, and he felt it, like he said, since he was very young. He had something bigger to do. He wasn't in the norm or normal. It was way bigger than normal. And I've seen that theme in several of our other charts. There was Sagittarius with more of us than Glenn. Like, I have a Sagittarius moon. Let me look real quick. I believe, I think Madeline or Dr. Randall had Sagittarius somewhere important, too. I just can't find it off the top of my notes right now. But that has to do with the higher learning knowledge. And a lot of times, there's travel. It means travel, a lot of travel. Okay, and another thing that stood out, not only in Glenn's chart, but also with Sherry's chart, if you know about astrology, the south node is all the energy we came into this from many past lifetimes. It's what we know. It's what we're comfortable with. North node is where our soul is going in this lifetime. So what I noticed, Glenn and Sherry's chart has their south node in Taurus and their north node in Scorpio. And I have my north node in Taurus and my south node in Scorpio. So everything they need to learn in this lifetime, I've already spent many lifetimes learning. And everything I need to learn in this lifetime, they've already spent lifetimes learning. So I thought that was, whoa, that's pretty important.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's
great.
And then
I'm a Taurus.
Yes, and you're a Taurus. Exactly. See, it all weaves in together. I had a lot of people to try to, like, keep track of everything. And another thing, that Taurus is an earth sign. It's a grounded sign. It's a sensual sign. Glenn's a Capricorn, which is also an earth sign and a grounded, a sensual sign. And I'm a Virgo, which is the same thing, an earth sign, very sensual. I can't say I'm grounded because I have so much water in my chart. It's hard for me to stay on course. I'm where the waves take me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to touch on more. Okay. Oh, another thing with Dr. Randall. Dr. Randall and I both have our moons in the sixth house of health and service. So we are meant to serve people. And we're both, like, interested in health. Like, I take all these supplements and everything, and she's a doctor. And then Dr. Randall, like I said earlier, her moon is in Cancer, and she felt an affinity with Linda and the music and the emotion, and Linda is Cancer sun sign. And that's also a very intuitive sign, of course, ruled by the moon. So her moon sign is actually a sign that's ruled by the moon. And I'm tied in with these ladies because my ascendant is in Cancer. So also my Jupiter is in Cancer and my Mars is in Cancer. So I'm very empathic, intuitive.
and love.
Very water. Yes.
Nice.
And then luck. I'll pull in luck. For Sherry and Dr. Randall, their luck is Jupiter and Taurus. They both have their Jupiter and Taurus. So they're most likely to attract their luck when they're charitable and generous. Where me, my Jupiter is in Cancer. My luck comes from helping and supporting others. But because their luck is helping and supporting others too. That's another part of being charitable and generous. Just Taurus usually has more money. That they're usually the more financially stable sign of all the signs. So it usually.
My daughter's a Taurus.
How is she? Is she very grounded? And
yeah, no, she really is. She's an actress, and she just did a tremendous national TV pilot. It's called I Love Leisha. She's amazing. She's someone that could come to got a new house and create this most beautiful room within a few hours. It might take me months. So she could just rolls things out. She's a master of production, and acting.
But yeah, Taurus is ruled by Venus, so they would be, you know, very talented. I remember Dr. Randall told me that she made a beautiful room. She was telling me that the other day when we were on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so, okay, so you don't have a website. Yeah.
I didn't hit Stacy. Okay, so Stacy and I share Saturn in Pisces and Chiron in Pisces. Chiron is the wounded healer. Pisces energy is intuitive and dreamy, full of mystery and illusion. Both of us are capable of going very deep emotionally. We don't stay in the shallow waters. We want to see what is hidden below the surface in everything and everyone. We are curious and empathic with others.
Let's go, Stacy.
But Stacy also has authoritarian energy and logic. So, but she's capable of blending the logic with the imagination and with the intuitive. So here I'm tying it into our imagination show.
That's great.
So Linda has a show tonight. You guys could watch. And Linda, tell people how they can find your show tonight. By the way, thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was great.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're on Zoom. It's called Being One with Linda Hope and Gary Goldman. And we're bringing on Deborah Poneman, who is Yes to Success. She talks about it from a higher view consciousness.
And we go on Zoom, and it's, you know, it's got the Zoom number there. It's a long number, so I don't know how I
can really people, how could you want to get people at your, is it on your website that's simple and people can just look it up?
Well, it's on my Facebook page. They can go to my Facebook. But my last name is Drescher on my Facebook page. Linda, L-Y-N-D-A, Drescher, D-R-E-S-H-E-R. That's my Facebook page, and you can friend me, and it has all the info on there. So, yeah, that'd be wonderful.
All right, okay, and I know upcoming, I'll be on next week. It looks like Gail's going to get a secret invitation through a Hanukkah sled, I think. That's my take. Some kind of symbolic energetic thing with great wealth and wonder and happiness. So Sherry, say something. Go ahead. Say, what's the last thing you want to share as a dog mystic?
Well, Catherine, thank you so much for those messages. And
Hi, you're welcome.
And just hug your dog. Hug your dog and your animals and enjoy the moment. Enjoy the
thank
moment.
Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all. We'll have Linda on again next week for more music. More music with Linda next week as well.
Okay.
Thank you, precious. Enjoy it. I'm Glenn Brooks. Love you guys. Thank you. Thank you deeply.
Love you too.